You're listening to Sideshow Network. Check out all of our shows at SideshowNetwork.tv.
All right, and welcome to another episode of Worst Collection Ever here on the Sideshow Network. And brought to you by Comics on Comics, where the greatest comic minds meet the greatest minds in comics. I am your host, Sean.
Come on, Jen.
And we are here today to tell you about another wonderful selection of ours from our collection, or two selections, of course, as we do every week. We go through our collection and justify why we buy such crappy comics.
I don't even know if this justifies it.
I think it does.
Does it?
I mean, well, it has to. I mean, we're doing an actual podcast. You know, we're actually not. I mean,
and we need a reason for why we spent this much damn money on bullshit.
And it's really kind of disappointing somewhat because I just realized that I'm almost at 1,000 comics. Yeah. You know, we have a lot of it, and I don't know if I feel good anymore about buying so many of these.
Well, we're done for now.
And I think we're done for a while.
We have to be.
But we just recently went Black Friday shopping and purchased a bunch of goods. So here we got a bunch of good stuff. So the first book we're going to talk about today is Sleepwalker, the series from the 90s. Mm-hmm. That ran from 1991 to 1994, a Marvel Comics series featuring the character known as Sleepwalker.
Ooh. So this is, I believe, issue number two, July 1991.
It is the second issue and the second appearance of one Sleepwalker. He debuted in the eponymous inaugural issue of his series. And basically, if you don't know who Sleepwalker is, he's basically an obscure Marvel hero from the 90s who was created in response to the Neil Gaiman Sandman. Because they were saying, per the creator, Bob Budiansky, said that the Sleepwalker was created to do Sandman right. And basically, Sleepwalker is a dream entity. He's like the dream police. Literally, when I read it up in a Marvel Wiki entry, he is described as the dream police. Hmm. Not to be confused with the Cheap Trick song, Dream Police. But he is the dream police who, what he basically does is he exists and fights demons and fights shit in people's dreams in the mindscape. And he was tricked by one of his enemies to go into a human's mind. It's a human called Rick Sheridan.
College student
Rick Sheridan. And he is trapped in his mind, and he can only exist in our world
when
Rick is asleep.
Sort of a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not the best way to work if one is a superhero.
Well, he's not really a superhero. He's just a dream police guy. He's
a hero. He's fighting bad guys, and he is trying to, you know, fix things, as he does in this issue.
Yeah, he kind of, this is kind of like, since it's the second issue, you know, Rick's still trying to figure out the fuck's going on with him. You know, Rick's,
and
you know,
he's convinced that Sleepwalker is evil.
Well, he looks evil.
He does look evil, but he's not evil. He's trying to protect humanity, and he doesn't understand why humanity is afraid of him. When he looks sort of like the Green Goblin fucked Eclipso.
I wouldn't even say that. He just looks like the Booger Man. You know, he's just a green, no-nosed monster alien guy with a purple and blue cloak.
Yeah, and he kind of wears like one thigh-high boot and one knee-high boot.
Really?
Which is a very interesting...
Oh, I missed that.
Oh, yeah, it's a very interesting fashion choice. You have to, you know, really be committed to shit to be able to pull that off.
Maybe it's just how he's being drawn.
No, it's every single I looked. It's every panel he's drawn like that. One is
maybe you just forgot to pull up that. That's maybe you just forgot to pull that one up higher.
In every panel.
Okay. Well, then I guess that's how he just likes his boots. Got his super boots.
Yeah. So it's a lot of look.
So basically, his powers is that when he's in our world, he can like, he's got super strength and he's got like some sort of like mind ray type of thing that helps, like, control, that can, like, mold, you know, mess with, like, reality, you know, pieces, like you could
do shit.
Yeah. I guess is the best way to describe it. You can, you know, move people around. You can,
he can, like, build. Can he build constructs? Sort of.
It looks like he can, but I don't. I think he's just using it as, like, a way to kind of, like, take, like, at one point he takes, like, a piece of sidewalk and, like, curls it up to help protect some villain, you know, some police officers. So you can, like, use that to alter physical properties, you know. So that's, like, a thing he does, kind of like Green Lantern does with his constructs, but he doesn't actually create constructs.
Yeah.
Of, at least not to my knowledge.
Yeah, I couldn't tell if some of these were things he built or whatever. We'll talk about that. So anyway, he's trying to escape. We start with this comic with him trying to escape the dream world. But dude wakes up. What's his name again?
Rick Sheridan.
Rick. So Rick wakes up and he's not having a good time. He's just not getting any sleep. He's trying not to sleep. His girlfriend is pissed because she doesn't understand why he won't take care of himself. So she, like, storms off, and he's like, I can't tell her the truth that I have some sort of freaky demon living in my head.
I got sleep aids.
So then he wanders along, and he's just like, I'm so sad. I'm going to sit down on this bench. And, of course, he falls asleep.
Because it's like a Freddy Krueger type of thing.
Because that's the smart place to sleep.
Well, he just had a seat, and he just fell asleep, you know?
So anyway, Sleepwalker appears.
And some hoodlums are like, they see Rick sleeping, so they're like, hey, let's take his wallet.
And they cut open his pants.
Everybody is shitty.
Yeah.
Everybody in Marvel Universe that sees somebody sleeping that's just like, oh, maybe he's just a hobo, or maybe he's just a dude that's drunk. You know, let's
take his wallet.
Let's fuck him up. Let's rip open his pants.
Take his wallet. And what I love about these hoodlums is they actually care about who they just, like, stole from, because they open his wallet to actually find out who he is. They don't take it and run away like one would. They actually open his wallet and they're like, what's this guy's name? Oh, Rick. According to his ID. Thanks, Rick.
I like that in a lot of comic books, especially, and this is just a case of it where it's like the hoodlums attack in packs, like they're buddies, and they're they're always like, hey, all right, yeah, you know, and they're beating up people. It's like it's never just one dude, you know, it's always like a group.
Oh, always.
That decides.
It's always like an uneven number, too. It's always like three dudes. Yeah. So three dudes come, and then Sleepwalker's like, what the fuck, bro? And so they attack.
But he's also interested because he doesn't understand.
He doesn't know why they stole.
He doesn't know why they're doing this. And they're like, hey, you just can't help it. That's what people do. You know?
We like money. That's why we stole money.
What does this money, Green Man says.
It's strange that he has, like, even though he's spending time in this dude's head, he has, like, none of this guy's knowledge about how the world works.
Well, he's a dream police. He doesn't need anything else other than just that.
Yeah, but, like, even in dreams, wouldn't, like, some stuff works? Like, sometimes you dream about needing money, wouldn't... I don't know.
Does he see, like, all the wet dreams and shit?
I guess. I don't know. He's a dream police. I mean, like, what do you do when you're a dream police? What do you go around and be like, wait, no, you can't dream about that? Is that what happens?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I mean, no, he's fighting, like, evil shit in people's dreams, but... I don't know. It's like, I don't know. Maybe I should have read the first issue of the series.
Do you have the first issue?
No, I don't.
Of course we don't.
I'm sure I could probably find it for $1 or 50 cents. And it's like, he's just a guy. I don't know. I mean, does he fight things in my dreams?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, how does it work? Is there more than one of him? These are good questions. So anyway, he like runs around. And finally he gets some answers out of this guy. About money and, like, why people steal and what crime is. And then he says, you've been most informative, human. And then he just leaves him. He just, like, walks away.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
At least doesn't kill him.
Yeah, doesn't kill him. He's like, all right, see you later.
So, yeah. So, basically, he's going around trying to help people. Everybody's like, God.
Everybody's scared of him, and he doesn't know why people are so scared of him.
Because he's green. And
well, yes. I know why people are scared of him. He doesn't seem to understand it, though.
So, he happens upon...
Well, first he floats, like, really high, and he's like, oh, this doesn't... Being up in the air is bad for me. It makes my energy go away. And then he sees, like, a triangle car.
Yes.
Yes.
So, a triangle car, which is actually the hover rack. Which is sure. helmed by 8-Ball and his gang. Now, 8-Ball, if you've no, you could see this picture, but he's on the cover. But 8-Ball is basically, I'll just cut to the chase. He's a villain with a bunch of guys, and they look like billiards.
Yes,
like pool balls.
So you have 8-Ball, you know, is dressed in black, and he has an 8-Ball for a head, and his. Hoodlums are exactly the same. They're yellow. They have a 9-Ball for a head. Like, you get the idea, right?
So he's the 8-Ball, though. And the 8-Ball... Now, this is the thing that actually is kind of confusing. So 8-Ball is basically formerly a scientist.
Well, what's really interesting is he actually breaks in the middle of the action to explain this to Sleepwalker.
Well, because Sleepwalker's asking questions, though. Because what happens is Sleepwalker, you know, he finds him... He wants to know more about crime...
So they fight a little.
And so they fight a little, and he's like, hey, man, you know, I want to know about this crime. And he's like, hey, I'll teach you. And then,
but then he tells him his life story. He monologues. Basically what he does is he fucking monologues in the middle. He's like, let me tell you all about me. Because when I'm masked and committing a crime, I would like to stop during the middle to make sure this person has as much identifying information about me as possible.
Well, this is the thing. Here's the thing about 8-Ball. So 8-Ball basically is a scientist that... Got into playing, you know, he was a scientist that working for like a weapons thing, and he ended up like getting too much into debt for playing pool just to kind of blow off steam. So he was playing pool and he was just blowing off steam and he got into debt and his employer fired him because they thought that he was selling secrets. To pay off, you know, like government secrets to pay off his debt.
But they couldn't prove it.
They couldn't prove it, which I think is pretty shitty.
But they fired him anyways,
and he's, you know, he's like, fuck, this sucks. So I'm just going to take this knowledge of science and combine it with my love of pool.
Pool science.
And become a pool-based...
Supervillain.
Supervillain called 8-Ball. And wear a fucking 8-Ball
on my head,
kind of like Mysterio has like his dome.
Yeah, yeah. It's like
but
that.
He's so basically he's wearing an 8-Ball.
How come nobody cosplays this guy?
And you know, well, here's the thing. So his other members of his gang are dressed like villains,
but you can see their faces.
You can see their faces. He does not. You cannot see his face.
No.
But he could see through this helmet. Now, I'm imagining, though, it's like one of those, like, Randy Macho Man glasses where it's like – or like those bus advertisements where you could see through the window.
Yeah.
And, you know, but his face is still an 8-Ball and not to everybody else, but he can still see through it apparently just fine.
I would really like – you know, apart from the 8-Ball, it wouldn't be that difficult to pull together this for a cosplay. You just need one of those, like, black – what are they called? Zentai's suits?
Yeah. He's got white boots, white gloves, and a cue stick that explodes things.
Well, you don't. It doesn't actually need to explode.
Well, but that's the thing. His cue stick explodes things. That's right. His whole thing. Now, the thing is, what I don't understand is he's a scientist, right?
Sure.
But he's, like, ripped. Like, super...
He works out, you know?
But I mean, so you can't tell me...
Between the lab and playing pool, dude's, like, fucking benching, like, 400.
I don't know if he's like he's benching for it, but he's in really good shape. Like, yeah, like so good shape. It's like, you know, dude, if you were that good of shape, why are you not like a bodybuilder or like maybe a model, you know, or maybe doing something?
Maybe that's his third job. Supervillain scientist, bodybuilder / model.
Oh, he's got too many roles. Anyways, so basically, you know, they fight. 8-Ball turns on him, dumps him under a bunch of bricks.
Fight.
And then, you know, 8-Ball tries to get away, and the hover rack, which I just love the name called the hover rack.
Yeah.
I think it's fantastic.
Which, just to explain, like, so you understand, it is a triangle-shaped hover car. But if you've ever played pool, you know the thing you use to rack the balls? It's that, except it's, like, enclosed.
But it's a car.
But it's a car.
Because everything is involved.
They're billiard balls.
Because it's pool. There's, you know, he doesn't throw... cue ball, like the cube blocks that
Oh, yeah, that, like, chalk
block. The chalk blocks. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He doesn't throw those. You know, he doesn't, you know, so he's missing out on balls. That. You know, he's
and
not.
And they actually refer to each other as whatever number. So it's like, hey, 9 ball. What do you think, an 8 ball? Which is really funny when you're referring to, just basically, there were a bunch of balls.
Why don't you look like balls?
Balls.
So let's just talk about balls. And one guy, I think, actually throws pillars
with
balls.
Oh, yeah, they throw balls. They actually do throw balls at Sleepwalker.
Yeah. Like billiard balls, like, that are actually balls. Like things to do.
And they explode or whatever. So yeah. Anyway, like, they keep going and the cops show up.
But he's pretty, but the thing about 8 balls, actually, he's actually pretty good with his weapon. Like, aside from his ridiculous outfit, like, he's really adept at, like, his weapon, like, which, you know, basically is this cue stick that if he hits it with stuff, it just shoots the fuck out of it, mm-hmm. and just, you know, turns stuff into weapons.
Yeah, he said it does something like magnifies the strength that he uses by 1,000 or something. I'm trying to remember exactly what
like
he said.
Shoots like he shoots a like.
No,
a,
here it is. It can take any force applied to it and magnify that force 1,000-fold and more, and transmit it into anything that hits.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, it's a pretty easy.
So I mean, it's a neat weapon.
It's a neat weapon. It's pretty good.
Sure.
I'm pretty, like, I if he wasn't just look such an asshole, I think he would be a really cool villain. And, like, if it wasn't just, I'm going to name everything after fucking pool, it's like, you're an idiot.
Yeah, fuck you.
You look stupid, and I'm glad you're dead. He is actually dead.
Is he dead?
Yeah, he's dead. I looked it up to see what happened to him. He got killed in a bus accident.
Oh, so he doesn't even get killed by, like, his foe. He dies in a bus accident.
Well, you know, like, I can't remember exactly, but some supervillain. He was, like, on a bus full of supervillains, and somebody blew up the bus.
Well, that's why supervillains are not supposed to travel together.
Well, you know, but, like, a prison bus. So he was going to be taken to prison, and somebody was, like, you know, there was some bullshit going down. He died in some random comic, too, like, from, like, in the 2000s. Like, they just brought him back to die. That's essentially what happened.
Because they were afraid somebody was going to ask to use him, but I don't think that was going to happen.
I feel bad for him, though. I feel bad.
Sure, okay.
Anyway, so Sleepwalker, you know, tries
they're
to say...
They're fighting, whatever. Cops show up.
The cops show up, and the cops are like, hey, the Sleepwalker's trying to help us. But it just happens at the same time that Rick wakes up.
Well, a cop notices Rick sleeping on the bench, because this is why it's a bad idea to sleep outside. And the cop is like, yo, bro, move along. And luckily, just after 8-Ball is like escape, well, he's on his way to escape, Rick wakes up, Sleepwalker disappears, and 8-Ball escapes. Oh, no.
I like every time this happens, too, he always, like, Sleepwalker always yells, no, my host awakens!
Yeah, he's like, no!
Because this happens, like, a few times in the book, and he's like, and he's my host!
Upset. Yes, so he disappears. But as he disappears, he drops the wallet that he's been carrying around, that belongs to what's his face, Rick. So the cops drag Rick into the police station and they're like, oh, well, you know, you file a police report about your wallet. And then the cops are like, oh, wait, here it is. We found it. And then they just give it back to him. They're like, oh, well, we know who mugged you. Don't fall asleep on benches. The end. That's the end of this comic.
And then, that's it.
That's it.
And then the next issue, Captain America appears and, you know.
And we still have room left over for the Sleepwalker's origin.
See, the funny thing about a guy like him is that, like, I don't think, like, this is actually...
Is Sleepwalker dead? I mean,
Sleepwalker kind of appeared again in the whole... Peter Parker, Octavia, you know, Otto Octavius, Spider-Man thing recently Spider-Man was Dr. Octopus whatever.
Gotcha.
Like, he came across it there, but the thing about Sleepwalker is, like, he's a guy that never, like, really appeared in other books, you know? It's like one of those things from the 90s where, like, they would have, like, all these big stars, like, you know, like Captain America and Spider-Man and Venom and... You know, Ghost Rider would show up in these books, you know, just to bring up sales. But, like, he was not around in other books because who gives a shit about him?
Yep.
So, yeah. Anyways, but Sleepwalker, you know, whatever. It just is, you know, if anything, I feel bad for 8-Ball.
Actually, my favorite part of this entire comic book, now that we're looking at the cover, is that 8-Ball is hitting a phone booth and he's saying, "This calls for you, Bugface."
Yeah, I like there's a lot of puns.
Yeah. It's my favorite.
There's a lot of puns in this book, you know, a lot of like, "Hey, rack 'em up," you know, kind of stupid puns like that. But
being the 90s, we haven't really gotten into Belt Central yet, so there's not a lot of belts in this book.
No, there's no belts.
I'm kind of sad about it.
But 8-Ball, I feel, if anything, I came out of this enjoying 8-Ball more than Sleepwalker himself, because I don't still really know what the fuck Sleepwalker does other than just look like a green booger man who can occasionally do stuff when another dude is sleeping, you know, because that just doesn't, you know, and he went on to, that's right, yeah, that's like, Sleepwalker was in the Secret Defenders occasionally.
Did he ever, like, get away from his human host?
I think they kind of just agreed to disagree about each other's presence.
But if Sleepwalker can't operate unless that dude's asleep, he...
Well, eventually I think that probably happened.
Yeah, because that's sort of really inconvenient.
I don't know exactly, I have to buy the last issue of Sleepwalker. You know, to find out see if that got resolved. But
great. So that's Sleepwalker.
All right. So yeah, thank you, Sleepwalker. And sorry about your luck, 8-Ball.
Yeah.
So maybe you've got a great idea for a business and want to start selling your products or services online. Maybe you're an established business owner looking for new customers, or maybe you're interested in starting a personal website. No matter who you are, GoDaddy wants to help you succeed online. Right now, GoDaddy is offering a .com domain for just $1.49. It's go time. Start your website today. Visit GoDaddy.com and enter promo code COMICS149. That's COMICS149 to get your $1.49.com. Some limitations apply. See website for details.
We're back.
And we're back, yes. So this next one, I'll let you introduce this one, Jen.
Sure. So this time we are going to read The New Adventures of Superboy. And this is from December 1981, and this is Superboy number 24.
The New Adventures of Superboy. So this is the second series of Superboy.
Yep.
And it's very, very, like...
It's Superboy.
Gimmicky.
It's very good. It's so ridiculous. Plus, there is a bonus feature in the back where we get to spend some time with Super Baby.
Oh, because of shit.
That is just going to be so exciting.
When Superman was a little kid.
Superman is a kid because obviously.
If you love Gotham, you're going to love this book.
I actually like Gotham. I know we've talked about
this. Oh, no, and I like Gotham too. I'm just all saying, right. But this is pretty much the same premise.
All right. Nah.
And it's the 80s, so
it's
like there's, you know, Teen
it's
Titan.
Not that bad.
No, it's not terrible. And Teen Titans was a big hit around this time, too. So, the new Teen Titans. So, it makes sense that they're probably like, hey, you know what? Let's bring this back.
I would just like to say, though, that the existence of Superboy, which is literally, in this book, Clark Kent as a teenager, makes everybody in the DC Universe fucking stupid. Because if you cannot put two and two together, that Superboy lived in Smallville, and now you have Superman... And Clark Kent happened to be in both places. You're fucking stupid. But anyway. So, this is called Blind Boy's Bluff. And it begins with Superboy getting an award. And it's like, oh, I'm so great. And then some guy rides in, and this, he's called Humpty Dumpty the Hobby Robber, but he has changed his name to the Curator.
The Curator, because now he's slim.
And he has a new outfit, and he likes to steal shit to create a collection. So basically he's like a ferret, or perhaps a raccoon who likes shiny things. So he's like, I'm going to steal this reward from you, haha, I'm going to put it in my collection. And Superboy flies after him, and the Curator throws a bomb at him, which contains a piece of red kryptonite.
We all know the red kryptonite makes shit go down.
Yes, well, apparently each piece does different things, which I think is stupid. At least in this time period, this version of red kryptonite makes them do different things. So he's like, oh no, I'm flying as high as possible, and the bomb explodes, and it blinds Superboy. And so Superboy goes through about a page of trying to figure out how to get back to his house without infecting Crypto, who was there as well. So he goes through all these mental gymnastics, gymnastics of how the fuck to get Crypto out of the house. But then he lies to Crypto. Instead of just saying, like, hey, bro, I've been blinded by this red kryptonite. I don't want it to affect you. He lies to Crypto and tells him to go into space to, like, for 48 hours to go, like, watch a meteor or something.
So if Superman... So Superboy... Let me read my question here. How does he...
Nice to everybody.
How does he... Well, Superman's a dick.
Yeah.
But how does he find where he find back where he lives? Like, is he just like
listening? Oh, he has a super memory.
But
yeah, I did. Don't ask. He has super memory.
He has everything.
Exactly.
And actually, the thing that I like here is apparently he can. He does, it's not so much that he's speaking to Superboy.
Or you mean Crypto?
Or is he speaking to Crypto? Okay, so he's up in the air, and. He's talking to Crypto, but he's using super ventriloquism.
Yeah.
Which, why can't he just, if he's so up in high in the air, can't he just, like, talk and just call for Crypto? And Crypto will be like, hey, bro, I hear you.
Well, he should be able to, yeah.
But so instead he's got to, like, throw his voice?
Yeah.
That's a thing that everybody, in some of these books, like, and then Batman does it too, they love ventriloquism.
Oh, yeah.
That's, like, a big thing.
Some of these old books, it's really ridiculous. I don't know if it was, like, really big at the time, but whatever.
Maybe it was. I don't know, but it just, it's very widely used, and I just find it to
it's
be...
It's weird, right?
I just find it to be very a unique choice, you know, because there's not only that, but, I mean, there's villains that are, like, completely based, you know, around this, why am I blanking on who somebody... Is there a guy just called the ventriloquist?
There is...
Or who's I mean, there's a Batman villain.
Well, yeah. With Scarface and the ventriloquist. I don't know if they call him the ventriloquist or they call him something else. Maybe they do call him the ventriloquist.
I can't think of it right now, but yeah,
he just calls him Dummy usually. But
right, but I just think that's a very unique choice, a unique thing to, you know, to go about. So
yeah. So, yeah, so he, Crypto gets his cape because, you know, obviously he's not a super dog.
So, I have a question here. Yes. So, he's burning off his disguise?
He's got, like, spots.
So, he's, but.
I don't know why you just can't have a white dog.
Why can't he just be a dog?
I don't know. Apparently, he has that he has to literally burn off.
Disguise to who?
To everybody else, so nobody knows he's Crypto. But so they think he's the dog Skip. Which is,
but he's just a dog.
Yeah, you're right.
You can't just be like, holy shit, that's a flying dog. I mean, like a...
Yeah, I know. You're right. Because I don't know. So he has spots that he burns off with his laser vision. I don't know. And he gets his cape and he flies away. There goes Crypto.
So Superboy goes home to tell his mom about this stuff.
Yes, but when he puts on Clark Kent's glasses, oh my gosh, he can see. Isn't that a miracle? When he takes them off, he can't see. So he goes home and he tells his parents what's going on. And his dad's like, why don't you try on my glasses? And he tries them on and he's like, oh no, apparently the only material I can look through is Kryptonian material. Because apparently, Superboy's glasses are made of Kryptonian material salvaged from the ship that brought him here as a baby.
Because his father decided to do that. Actually, my favorite thing here is the image of the ship crashing and baby Clark being flung.
Really, it's just like absolutely. Yeah,
I thought that his parents found him
in the ship.
In the ship.
Yeah, depending.
But he got shot out of there, which. Apparently it exploded?
Yeah, the fuel tanks exploded, which I was surprised that they had enough fuel left. But they exploded, and then for some fucking reason, when Clark gets older and needs a secret identity, he puts on regular glasses, but then he tries to use his laser vision through the glasses, which of course melts them. So then he's like, oh, I have an idea. We'll make glasses for me out of stuff from my old ship so I can use my laser vision through it. Which I think is fucking stupid. Because it just doesn't make any fucking sense.
No.
Yeah. To me, at least remember the Lois and Clark TV show, like forever ago with Terry Hatcher and Dean Cain?
Yeah.
He would always lower his glasses. And use his X-ray vision.
Well, so did Christopher Reeve.
Right, which makes perfect sense, right? But in this one, he does it through his glasses.
Because he's stupid.
Because he's a fucking idiot. Actually, I do love that this picture of him melting his glasses. It's pretty great. So anyway, he's like, oh, maybe I can use some fragments of metal to make some contact lenses for myself. And his dad's like, oh, hey, son, that's not a good idea. You might blind yourself. And he's like, oh, you're right. Because putting metal on your...
He can also blind himself with super masturbation.
Surprise he hasn't. So anyway, he looks into his room and sees that he apparently has a signal lamp. A lamp that tells him somebody needs to talk to him.
What?
Yeah, that's what this is.
Is he Batman?
I don't understand.
Is he Batman with a stupid lamp? What an asshole.
This is the poor man's bat signal. It's just a fucking lamp in your room.
He has everything. That's what they try to do sometimes with some of this shit. It's just like, hey, you know what? I'm just going to, you know, Batman has it, so he's going to have something like that too.
Yeah, but he's got the poor man's version because it's literally just a fucking lamp. It's not a signal. It's not cool. That's what happens when you're not a billionaire. You just get a stupid fucking lamp.
Bought it at a flea market.
Right? And it just sort of
So he blows. Goes, so the police want to talk to him, and he goes and see the police.
So he's trying to keep out of sight because he doesn't want anybody to see him wearing glasses.
Because apparently that'll be the tell.
Because everybody will know he's Clark Kent. So stupid. So he's like, oh, my super memory will help me when I get inside. So he goes into the police.
Police are like, somebody's getting robbed.
He's like, I'll go help.
He goes, fine. And he goes and he finds some robbers. And then he uses his super memory to...
And his super hearing and all sorts of other things. Super hearing
to beat up these guys.
And his super hard head, because this dude literally fractures his gun on top of Superboy's head. Instead of shooting Superboy, he hits him with the gun.
Well, because he didn't have any guns. He didn't have any bullets. He says, no slugs left. I'm going to pistol whip this dipshit.
So he just hits him and it breaks.
And he goes, he's going about his business without his glasses, saving cats.
And doing super doing stuff. Things.
And so we cut to Lana.
No, first, I have to bring this up because first we go to the curator who's like, man, I'm so sad that I haven't heard anything about Superboy and this bomb. I'm going to go put on my street clothes and figure out what's going on. And this motherfucker puts on his street clothes, which feature a beret, a polka-dotted tie, and as we see later, a brown checkered suit.
What a fucking loser.
Right? So anyway. So then we cut
my street clothes is I am the ugliest dressed man ever.
Who the fuck is wearing this?
Nobody will notice me then.
We're not that far out of the 70s, but you cannot be serious with this outfit.
I would actually like to see a Vince McMahon wear this outfit.
Vince McMahon.
Sans a beret.
Actually, I'd like to see Vince McMahon wearing a beret, but I think Vince McMahon would absolutely wear this outfit. He has worn...
I mean, the jacket and the tie are right up his alley.
Yeah.
And you could just say, hey, your granddaughter bought it for you. You know, Triple H's kid, you know, kids were like, yeah, whatever, I'll pick that. Grandpa, wear it on TV. It'd be funny. And then he would wear it. And it'd be fucking great.
It would be fucking great.
I would like it. I actually would like that. I would like that on a dare. Triple H.
You should get on this. You should write someone a letter or tweet somebody. Or whatever, to start a campaign.
No, it's not even that. I just say he would probably do it if his grandkids were like,
yeah.
No, because he's not going to do it if somebody pays. He doesn't need that. I'm telling you, like, he would do it out of obligation, out of somebody he loves, you know, that he cares about.
But can't you convince Vince?
No, you can't. You can't. You can't convince Vince of anything that isn't his own idea.
What if we convince him that this is his idea?
Well, it would be his idea if I'm certain if he had his grandkids to do it or if somebody close to him did it.
You really hung up this grandkid thing.
Well, no, I think it's the same. That's the way to it. Or, you know, maybe his long-lost cousin, Rod McMahon. Rod McMahon is a real person.
Are you serious?
I'm not kidding.
Sean knows a lot about wrestling, just as an FYI for anybody who does not know this.
This is Rod McMahon right here, actually. It is beret.
Sean loves wrestling.
The curator is FYI. Rod McMahon, aka Humpty McSteely.
Okay. So we cut back to Lana, who's just taking a nice walk, doing lovely girl next door things. And Superboy's flying around with his abs, doing whatever.
It's a good bun shot, too, here.
Yeah, ass shot. Ass.
This is what Batman gets off to.
Pretty much.
Actually, yeah, no, I think I'm...
nothing Batman loves more than tight man ass. So anyway, he flies around and he lands in the woods and Lana sees him putting on his glasses and so does Rod
McMahon. Pete Ross. Oh, no, that's right. I'm sorry. That's later.
Yeah. And so does
Rod McMahon,
Rod McMahon in his stupid fucking suit they see him, and he sees him put on the glasses. And I love the logical leaps that these people take, because she sees it and is like, oh my god, it's Clark in his glasses. And so she runs away because she has to tell somebody. And then the curator sees it and he goes, oh, there's only one reason that Superboy would be wearing glasses. It's because he's blind. Which just doesn't make any fucking sense at all. He's like, he's blind and he can only see with his glasses. Ha ha ha, I win. Like, that doesn't make sense.
No.
You see somebody wearing glasses, you would not immediately assume that they are blind.
You know, of course not.
I mean, you just they can see, but they just need glasses.
Like, God forbid somebody needs glasses. You know, fucking Rod McMahon here is just ridiculous.
So Lana runs out of the forest, and Curator drives away, and Lana runs right up to Pete Ross. And she's like, oh my god, you are not going to believe what I just fucking saw. This motherfucker just put on some glasses. Superboy is Clark Kent. But, of course, Pete had already figured that out. And then Superboy slash Clark walks out of the forest and goes, haha, Lana, you fell for my joke. I'm wearing this costume as a prank.
I'm wearing this as a prank, just...
because I am an asshole, basically. I am the biggest dick that has ever lived. I saw you taking a walk. This is his excuse. I saw you taking a walk, and I thought it would be funny to jump out of a tree dressed like Superboy so you would think I was Superboy.
Try that, kids, next time. If you're this girl you like.
That's some logic.
And you want to mess with her, dress up as, like, something else and be like, ha-ha, you thought I was this, but I wasn't.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous.
And I like the fact that he jumped out of a tree and he says, oh, I may have sprained my ankle. And then, you know, Lana's like, no, I'll take off your glasses to prove you're Superboy. And he's like, oh, no, I'm blind. And then Pete's like, you better help. He's panicking, Lana. He's going to have a heart attack. Like, man, nobody gave a shit. I mean, you know, Clark was supposed to have been picked on like a motherfucker.
Well, he also acted like a complete idiot. But, like... the fact that people, like I said, the logical leaps of this book is like, he's wearing glasses, he's blind, he tripped over that bench or that branch, he's going to have a heart attack because he's so terrified. It's just, things are ridiculous. And then she's like, oh my gosh, Clark, I'm so sorry, what a silly trick. So he wanders off, and Pete goes, oh, something might actually be wrong with Superboy, but I don't know what it is.
Pete goes to work at the IHOP.
Pete goes to work at the IHOP because it's the last fucking time we see him, and he runs away. So the curator's like, I have an idea. I'm going to go steal something, and Superboy will never be able to get me because I'm going to go and break into the newly renovated bank that also has lead paint on the walls. Literally, that is his thought. So he breaks into this thing and...
wait, how do you know it has lead paint?
Because he says it. He says, let's see what else. Ah, the Smallville National Bank. It's reopened after a complete remodeling job, including a coat of lead-based paint.
What?
Right in the...
news.
Yeah,
what source does he have this from? That's...
the Smallville Cure. They're very thorough. They're very, very thorough at the Smallville...
Smallville. Paper and like pretty much anywhere in the newspaper back then, they used to tell you everything.
All the things. We used lead-based paint. Come here. Even though it's dangerous and nobody uses it anymore, we used it.
Have your kids come and lick the walls.
Delicious.
Get some brain power.
Leddy. So anyway, so he's like, I'm gonna break into this, he won't be able to find me, ha 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 ha. So he follows the curator into the bank, and the curator sprays lead into his face as he's coming through the window. And then he's like, and then he uses ventriloquism.
Yeah, that's the thing. He uses ventriloquism too because he's like,
not Superboy. The curator uses ventriloquism.
God, see, everybody's really good at ventriloquism.
Yeah, I guess. So he's like, haha, you can't see anything, Superboy. I'm going to throw my voice. You can't even tell where I'm coming from. And I'm going to steal this golden Superboy statue, which the bank has. And apparently there's also a Superboy museum in Smallville, which is also bullshit. But anyway, so he's like, haha, Superboy comes up behind the curator and he goes, nope, you're not taking it. I gotcha. And then he's like...
and then this part gets confusing.
Yeah, because he's like, how did you know where I am? You can't see anything without your glasses. He's like, I don't wear glasses. He goes, sure you do. I saw you wearing them in the woods because you were blinded by my red kryptonite. And Superboy says, oh, that stuff. Yes, it affects me in strange ways. This time, it put rings around my eyes. Made it to look like I was wearing glasses. That's his fucking excuse. And the curator buys it. And I would like to say that if you believe that, you fucking deserve to be thrown in jail. Yeah. You are dumb as a bag of hair. Like, holy shit. You bought that? That's so fucking stupid. So he's like, haha, but I was wearing glasses. And then I got sprayed in the face with lead, which I guess it's a thing. You can buy lead.
Liquid lead.
With lead. But luckily, as he's taking the curator to jail, his sight comes back. Yay. So happy. And that's the end.
Good job, Rod McMahon.
Yeah, Rod McMahon. All right, so let's go through this. Honestly, his costume is no more ridiculous than his street clothes.
He should have just walked around in his costume. Or you could have just stayed in his street clothes and been a villain.
Right. I mean, who wears a fucking polka dotted tie in a brown checkered suit?
He's just Rod McMahon.
Rod McMahon.
Right. So let's talk about this. Let's go talk about this super baby thing.
This is so stupid.
There's not really much to say here.
The only thing I would like to say is, so basically, here's what happened. Mom and Pa Kent go to a dance.
Mm-hmm.
They need a babysitter.
Mm-hmm.
They hire a babysitter, and she just doesn't really do anything except sit there. And then Clark's like, oh, I see aliens, because aliens are looking for some sort of power source, which is the baby. But then they think it's his ray gun that he's playing with, and they steal it, and they leave. And that is the end of the story. Right? The one thing I would like to say, though, is that I don't understand. No, I don't have kids. All right? I don't have kids. But I'm fairly certain that children do not speak like Bizarro. And in this fucking comic, he does a lot. He talks like Bizarro, and for some reason, he doesn't know the word I. He just says things like, someday me going to be spaceman. And I'm like, I don't think kids talk like that. I don't know. Somebody with kids tell me, but I don't think they fucking say this.
Well,
Superboy
did grow up to be pretty stupid.
Well, maybe. Maybe that's the problem.
Maybe it's all that lead-based paint in the buildings.
Maybe. Apparently, he's eating it and it was having some serious effect on him. Really, there's nothing much to say about this. It is so dumb. They call him Super Baby, but really he's Super Toddler, because he looks to be about 3.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
He wears these really high socks and these tiny little shorts.
And a cape.
And a cape, because, yeah.
Because that makes sense.
That makes total sense. And
that's about it.
His babysitter just thinks that he's really imaginative because he keeps talking about aliens.
Oh, then he gets to read a comic.
Oh, yeah, he wants to, and she says no.
It's a Strange Adventures DC printset, by the way.
She says no, you can't read it. And they like the aliens bust through his wall, and they take his ray gun, and then somehow he fixes the wall.
Yeah, how did he fix the wall?
I have no idea.
Me better fix hole.
Yeah, me better fix hole fast.
With what?
Like, I don't know. But he's wearing these little...
How does he know architecture? He's so dumb at this age.
I don't know. But you know what? Actually, what I'm struck by this is that Superman / Clark Kent has had the same hairstyle since he was a baby.
He had great greaser hair for a long time.
He's got this hair. He's got the little curl. It's the whole nine. So I feel bad for this man because he's never changed up his style.
No.
So yeah, that's it. That's the tale of Super Baby.
New Adventures of Superboy number 1981. December 1981. There you go, folks. Well, that's it for today's show. Thank you for joining us.
Yes, thank you.
And thank you for listening to us here on the Sideshow Network. You can, of course, listen to us on the comics on Comics Feed. Thank you to Juan and Vito for allowing us to share their feed. And please check them out every Friday as they do their show. Comics and Comics. We're the greatest comic minds. We're the greatest minds in comics. And thank you again to the Sideshow Network for allowing us to kick it here. SideshowNetwork.tv. And you can find myself on Twitter at AngryHeroSean and on Instagram as well. And on my Tumblr, TheAngryHero.tumblr.com.
And you can find me on Twitter at Jen Stansfield, Instagram at Jen Stansfield, and Tumblr, jenstansfield.tumblr.com.
Cool. Well, thank you for joining us again, and we will talk to you guys next week.
Bye.